Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4. The next Mishnah talks about two additional customs where someone has, one place has one custom and another place has another different custom. Malkum Shenagu Lechol Tzali B'Leilei Pesachim, in a place where the people follow the custom to eat roasted meat at the Seder meal on Pesach night, meaning not Pesach roasted meat, but other roasted meat on Pesach night, Ochlin, they can eat it. Malkum Shenagu Shalolechol, but in a place where the people follow the custom not to eat the roasted meat on Pesach night because it gives the appearance of eating a Pesach offering outside of Yerushalayim in Ochlin, so you can't eat such a thing. So a person, in general, when it comes to now Yom Kippur, can't be involved in things like eating or drinking or anointing yourself or washing yourself or wearing shoes or having relations. So the next Mishnah wants to know, in relation to this, so Malkum Shenagu Lahadlik Asaner B'Leil Yom HaKippurim, in a place where the people follow the custom to light a lamp on Erev Yom Kippur to illuminate the house on Yom Kippur, Madlikin, one should light a lamp. Malkum Shenagu Shalil Lahadlik, in a place where they follow the custom not to light the lamp, Ein Madlikin, one may not light a lamp. But in all places, one may light a lamp in shul, in a base medrash, in a dark alley, or in a place where a husband and a wife will not find themselves, or any place where a husband and wife will not find themselves secluded. As well as for sick people, because it's unlikely that this will lead to marital relations. So, okay, that is Mishnah Dalet. Now it says Mishnah Hey. Malkum Shenagu Lasos Melacha B'Tisha B'Av, in a place where the people follow the custom to do work on Tisha B'Av, and you can do work. But Malkum Shenagu Shalol Lasos Melacha, in a place where they follow the custom not to do any work on Tisha B'Av, so they're not distracted from the Avelis over the base of Mikdash Enos, and they can't do any work of a Komakom, and all places, even where there is a custom to work, Talmid Dechachamim B'Talim, Talmid Dechachamim B'Torah, scholars of the town, they should remain idle and not do anything on Tisha B'Av in order to stay focused on the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. But an ordinary person does not have this obligation. Says, in such matters, any person can conduct himself like a Torah scholar. You're allowed to act like this for the sake of Tisha B'Av. Now, the Mishnah goes further and says that the Chachamim say, Behuda hayu osin malacha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzos. So similar to the very first conversation we had at the beginning of this parak, so in Judea, they would do work on Erev Pesach until midday. With a Galil, aloha you osin kolikar. In the Galil, they would not do work at all, even before midday. So basically, in Judea, they would follow one custom that was mentioned, and where they would do work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. But in the Galil, they would not do any work until Chatzos. Even before Chatzos, and that was the other custom. So says the Mishnah now, V'halayla, when it comes to the doing of work on the night of the 14th of Nisan, Beis Shammai, those from Beis Shammai say it's prohibited because they treat it as a Yom Tov, which begins at night. Beis Hillel must hear an ad ha-netzachem, but Beis Hillel say it's permissible until Nates, until sunrise on the 14th, because they treat it like a fast day, which begins in the morning. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.